Shabbos Dafnin, Zion, the sixth parak, Bamet Isha starts off with the Mishnah, asking what accessories can a woman go out with on Shabbos and what can she not? Basically, there is a gzera derabanan that a woman shouldn't go out with certain types of jewelry on Shabbos lest she come to take it off to like show a friend or something like that, and then she'll come to carry on Shabbos. So the Mishnah starts off telling us what types of jewelry she cannot wear on Shabbos and ornaments and stuff like that. So it says that she can't wear these wool and linen strands or straps on her head, and she also can't immerse in the mikvah with these unless she loosens them before she goes into the mikvah. Otherwise, it's going to block the water from going in and getting everywhere on her head and everything like that. She can't go out with totefes or with sarvitin if they're not sewn onto a hat. We'll explain what this means in the Gemara. She can't go out with a woolen cap into a public domain. This woolen cap, she would wear it kind of under, like on her head, but under a hat. And she can't go out with a city of gold, which was, you know, this gold ornament that they had etched on it, you know, the Yerushalayim, or with a katla, which seems like it's a choker, a nose rings, a ring with a signet, sorry, a ring without a signet, a needle that's not pierced. And though if she went out with any of these things, then she would not have to bring a karban chatas because it's only a dirabanan gzera. The Gemara asks, why is the Mishnah talking about the mikvah? We're talking about Shabbos. Why is it bringing up the mikvah? Rabbi Bar Avua answers that the Mishnah is giving the reason that the woman can't go out with these wool or linen strands and the straps on her head, because since during the week a woman wouldn't be able to go into the mikvah with these on her head, she would have to loosen them so that she'd be able to go to the mikvah, so they wouldn't be blocking her hair from being fully immersed in the mikvah. Therefore, on Shabbos, what might happen? She might need to go to the mikvah, and then she's going to untie them, and she'll come to carry them on Shabbos. So that's why we don't want her wearing them on Shabbos, and that's the connection to the mikvah. Rabbi Abo asks Rav, can a woman go out with chains made of open-length threads on her head, which is basically this kind of meshwork thing that she had on her head, and it's not going to be tight on her hair, and therefore the water could get in because it's just mesh. And Rav answers that anything which is woven is not part of the gzera, and Rav Huna Bar Rav Yeshua says the same thing, that anything that's woven is not part of the gzera because, like we said, water could get in, and therefore we're not worried she might come to take it off to go into the mikvah. However, there's another way of, Ika de Ami, there's another way of that we have another teaching of Rav Huna Bar Rav Yeshua's statement that he said, instead, my sisters don't remove the thread chains, these meshwork, before they go to bathe, which shows that water could get in, and therefore, since it's not a problem in the mikvah, you can wear them on Shabbos. So the Gemara wants to know, what's the difference? They're basically saying the same thing, both teachings of Rav Huna Bar Rav Yeshua, they're saying the same thing, what's the difference? And the difference is, the Gemara answers, in a case where these meshwork things are very dirty, because according to the opinion, the first way of explaining it, that anything which is woven is not included in the gzera, then this is still woven, even though it's dirty, and since it's still woven, then it's not an issue and you could go out with it. However, according to the opinion that says that if you would remove it before you immerse in the bath or in the mikvah, that's the criteria. Since they're dirty, a woman would take them out before she goes into the mikvah or the bath because they're all muddy and stuff like that, or they're all dirty. She doesn't want them to get muddy. And since she wouldn't go into the bath, and that's the whole criteria, therefore you can't go out with them on Shabbos. We bring in a Mishnah that says these items are a chatzitza, which, like we had said earlier, are an interposition, which means that they're going to block parts of your body from being fully immersed in the mikvah. The Mishnah says that it's wool and linen strands and the straps on your hair. Rabbi Yehuda says that strands of wool or hair, they used to take also hair and turn that into some kind of ornament, are not going to be a chatzitza because water could get in, they're not so tight. Rav Huna says all of these things that we're talking about are all things that are on the head, like the wool and linen strands are also on the head, not just the straps that the Tana Kama had mentioned at the beginning. Rav Yosef asks, what is this coming to exclude? The wool and linen strands are going to be a chatzitza on the entire body. Why are you saying specifically that they're only that we're talking about the head? Where else would they possibly, you know, obviously we're talking about the head. What else would we be talking about? So we answer, the Gemara answers, maybe it's talking about wool strands. The wool is soft, where it's on your neck. And Rav Huna is teaching that on your head it's going to be a chatzitza, but on your neck with the wool strands, it's not going to be a chatzitza. However, the Gemara has a problem with that. If it's going to be considered a chatzitza on your hair, and your hair is hard, and therefore it's going to be harder for the wool strands to be tighter on your head, and there will be a little bit of room for water, then obviously when it's on your skin, which is soft, and it can be tighter on your neck, then for sure it would be a chatzitza. So that doesn't make sense. So we're going to say maybe we're talking about linen strands. The linen is a hard material, which is on your neck, and that would not be a chatzitza. However, the Gemara still has a problem with that. The same problem we said, if it's going to be a chatzitza on your hair and not allow water to go in on your hair, then obviously on your neck, which your neck is softer and it's easier for the material to sink into your neck and be tighter, then obviously it's going to be a chatzitza on your neck. So the Gemara answers, really, Rav Huna is teaching that the strands on your neck would not be a chatzitza because even though it is, you are able to tie them tighter on your neck, a woman's not going to choke herself. So therefore, they're going to be a little loose, and it won't be considered a chatzitza. Abaye has a problem, though, because there's a brace that says girls can go out with strands in their ears. They used to put these like little strings in their ears so that their piercings would not close up. However, they can't go out with drawstrings around their neck. However, if we said that a woman is not going to choke herself, why is it a problem of putting the drawstrings on your neck? Because it shouldn't be a chatzitza. So Ravina answers that here we're talking about the drawstrings of a katla, which is this ornate bib that they would put on to prevent their clothes from being ruined. However, it also had the benefit of pushing up the skin under the above the chin, so it would give the appearance of having a double chin, and therefore women would be more likely to tie this katla very tight, because they're going to be okay if it, you know, is choking themselves a little bit, because she wants to appear plump, because back then that was a sign of health and prosperity. So she'd want to have this double chin, and therefore she would tie it tighter than a regular necklace. Rabbi Yehuda says that strands of wool or of hair are not going to be a chatzit, because water could get in. Rav Yosef says in the name of Shmuel that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda regarding the hair, just by the hair. However, Abaye says, when you say that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, this implies that Rabbi Yehuda is arguing with the Tanakhama. However, the Tanakhama, all he says is that wool and linen are considered a chatzitza. He doesn't say anything about the hair, so why do you have to teach me that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda by the hair? No one seems to be arguing. So the Gemara tries to say, maybe the Tanakhama, when he said wool and linen, was, he really did say hair originally, but that accidentally got left out when they were writing it down. And the proof for that is, otherwise, why would Rabbi Yehuda have ever mentioned hair? If we're just talking about wool and linen, why would Rabbi Yehuda have brought up hair? So it makes sense that the Tanakhama was talking about hair as well. And he was saying that would be a chatzitza, and they do argue. However, the Gemara answers back, it's possible that Rabbi Yehuda could just be saying, just like you, the Tanakhama, agree with me that hair is not going to be a chatzitza, it's not going to block, so too, you should agree with me about the wool and the linen, that they also will not be a chatzitza. And Rav Nachman says in the name of Shmuel that the Tanakhama agrees with Rabbi Yehuda about strands of hair, that they're not going to be a chatzitza, and he has a brisa to support that, that wool and linen are considered a chatzitza, but hair is not going to be considered a chatzitza. Rabbi Yehuda says that wool and hair both are not going to be considered a chatzitza. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak brings in a Mishnah which seems to support this also, which says that women can go out on Shabbos with strands of hair, whether it's her own hair or someone else's hair, as this ornament thing. So if this Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, then why does it only allow hair? It should also allow wool strands, that you should be allowed to go out with wool strands like Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. So this must be going like the Tanakhama's opinion, and we see from here that hair would not be considered a chatzitza, and that's why a woman could go out with it on Shabbos, because we have no concern of her going into the mikvah. And therefore the Gemara concludes that the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda do not disagree about hair, that they all agree that hair would not be considered a chatzitza. The Mishnah talked about totefes. So what is that? Rabbi Yosef says it's a charm packet that women would wear to ward off an ayin hara, the evil eye. However, Abaye says if that's true, then this is the same as an amulet, which has been proven effective, which we already learned is allowed to be worn outside on Shabbos. So why is this charm packet not allowed? Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Abaye that the totefes is really a frontlet, which is an ornament that women would wear on their forehead. We have a brisa that says that a woman can go out with a hat that's decorated with gold, and if it has a frontlet or sarvitin, which are head bangles attached to that hat. But basically we see from here that the totefet and the sarvitin are things that are attached to their hat, so they're not going to be a charm packet. Rather, it makes a lot more sense that it's a frontlet. And now the Gemara asks, what is this frontlet and the head bangles, the totefes and the sarvitin? Rabbi Abahu says the frontlet is this ornamental plate that would stretch from ear to ear going across the forehead, and the head bangles would only wrap around the head extending to the cheeks. And Rav Huna gives another explanation, another identifying marker of this frontlet and the head bangles, that he says that poor women would make them out of colored fabrics, while rich women would make them out of silver and gold. The Mishnah had talked about a kavul. Rabbi Yanai says, I'm unsure if we're talking about a slave's kavla, which was this emblem that they would wear on their clothes, which would show that they are slaves, and that would not be allowed. But regarding a wool cap, which is also called a kavul, that would be allowed, because we're going to be more lenient by the wool cap, which is worn under a woman's hat, because in public, a woman's never going to take off this cap because she might risk exposing her hair, and a woman's not going to do that, so therefore, we're not worried about her wearing the wool cap. Or the Mishnah is teaching that even the wool cap she can't wear, and certainly the slave's kavla, that also can't be worn. So Rabbi Abo says it makes a lot more sense to say that the Mishnah is talking about the woolen cap, that can't be worn on Shabbos, because we have a bracelet says that women can't go out with a kavla or with an istima. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says that they can go out with a kavla to the public domain, because Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says there's a general rule that any garment, any ornament which is worn under a hat, you're allowed to go out with it, because we're not worried a woman will take it off. However, any ornament worn over a hat is not going to be allowed. So we see from here, because Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says it's worn under the hat, that the kavul is the woman's woolen cap. So what's the istima that the Mishnah had talked about before? Rabbi Abahu says it's a bizone. Again, what is a bizone? Rav says it's a scarf that women would wear to hold back strands of stray hair. Shkayach.